Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In a world full of noise, opinions, and competing truths, not every voice deserves your trust. Some sound wise, some sound comforting, some even sound spiritual. But behind many of them is a subtle danger: deception. The Bible tells us that Satan is the prince of this world, and his greatest weapon is not force, but lies. He does not always come as evil. He often comes as logic, culture, and reasonable thinking that slowly pulls hearts away from Christ. The Apostle Paul warns believers not to be misled by fine-sounding arguments or taken captive by hollow and deceptive philosophies. If we are not watchful, Satan's lies can shape our thinking, weaken our faith, and capture our hearts without us even noticing. Today's message by Evangelist Paul Acqua, titled Guard Against Satan's Lies, is a call to spiritual alertness.
The Apostle Paul, writing to the Colossians church, said, "I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments." And that's recorded in Colossians chapter 2, verse 4. And in the same chapter, verse 8, he said, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." Hallelujah. You see, the basic principles of this world is a system of thought based on worldly principles instead of godly principles. The way the world thinks is what is on target and what is everyone following, instead of godly principles. So many people are being taken captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world. And you know, Satan is the prince of this world. You know, he's the god of this world. All of these things deal with words and thoughts. Many people think Satan is endued with supernatural power that he uses to overpower us and force us into obeying his desires. But that's not true. That's not so at all. Satan's only power is deception. He just lies. And that's what the Apostle Paul was warning the Colossians against. And the same thing he's telling you and me, the Bible is recording, that we need to beware, we need to be vigilant, as philosophy of this world will just draw us away from God, from the gospel, from the truth. You know, Satan's only power over your life is deception. And once you know the truth, his power against you totally evaporates, I tell you. Once you base your knowledge on God's word, the enemy will have no power to force you to do anything. But many people don't believe this. Bible says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." It's the truth of God's word that makes you free, my friend. Satan's strongest attack is not a frontal assault against the truth of the gospel. No, not at all. Rather, he uses subtle deception. You know, it still remains the fact that perversion of the truth has captured more people than an outright denial of truth. So Paul was warning against the enticing words that the enemy was using to turn their hearts away from the truth. And the same thing is to you and me. You know, if you remember in the Garden of Eden, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, the devil didn't choose the most powerful creature to come against Eve. Satan didn't use the biggest, most powerful animal to approach Eve and tempt her. No, he used the most cunning. The Bible says that now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" That's how he coined the story. That's Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Satan chose the subtlest, you know. That's because he had no power or authority to force Adam and Eve to do anything. He had to deceive them and get them to destroy themselves. Satan uses the same tactics on us today. That's the way it is with us today, my friend. The gospel of Christ is so simple that someone has to help you to understand it. You know, it's so simple. The sad fact is that there are more than enough people who are willing and able to help us to confuse the issues. You know, in the instance of the serpent deceiving Eve, Satan took a simple truth and complicated it. God said, "Don't eat or you die." Satan made it much more complicated and deceived Eve through his sophistication. I tell you, he is a liar. Today, we can identify with Adam and Eve's experience in the garden. I'm telling you, if you could convince perfect people living in paradise, this were Adam and Eve with no physical problems, you know, they didn't have any problem whatsoever, to think they didn't have it all. That's what the serpent actually deceived them to believe, that they did not have it all, and to doubt God's word and to question his goodness. Then I guarantee you, you can convince people living in a fallen world right now. You can look in any direction and see pain. You can look around and see tragedy. You can look around and see lack and see need. They don't have it all. And so it's so easy to be convinced and to be lied to. But not having it all wasn't true for Adam and Eve before the fall. Adam and Eve had everything. But you may say, what about us? No, and it isn't true for born-again believers now. I'm telling you, the truth is that if you have been born again, you have everything. You are complete in Christ. That's what the Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. Everything you will ever need has already been given to you. I'm telling you. All you are doing is combating Satan's lies and deceptions. He is lying to you. You have it all. Bible says God has blessed us with all blessings in the heavenlies. Many have adopted the mentality of being without, without identity, without authority. You see, they have that mentality of being without. They think they don't have identity. They think they don't have authority. They think they are without value. They think they are without enough. They are convinced they don't have what it takes to succeed. You know, whatever it is, I tell you, like Eve, they had been deceived into thinking they are missing something. But the Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. You have it all. The problem you are facing, the need that you have now, God supplied even before you had that need. I tell you, my friend, God is good. So here Paul was at the heart of the reason he wrote this epistle to the Colossians. He wanted the Colossians to be so grounded in the truth that no one could move them from their faith in Christ. He did this not so much by attacking all the potential errors, but by expounding on the truth. You know, people were making errors and so on. But he wanted to really expose them more to the truth by making it so simple to them, specifically the truth of Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's recorded in Colossians 1 verse 27. So once we get the revelation that Christ is in us, in his fullness, and that we are complete in him, how can we ever move away from this particular truth that Christ is in us? We are complete in him. His fullness is in us. I tell you, believe this, have this revelation, and you know that you are the head and not the tail. You are more than a conqueror. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. If God be for us, who can be against us? Don't believe the devil's lies, my friend. To what can it compare? I tell you, if you have Christ, those who have left their faith in Christ for something else, they never fully appreciated what they had. That's why David said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." That's in Psalms 34, verse 8. Just taste and see that the Lord is good. Those who are deviated and turning away, they have not tasted the goodness of God. Once people have truly tasted the goodness of the Lord, I'm telling you, nothing else will satisfy them apart from God. You see, the Christian life is a constant struggle, I can tell you that. It's a constant struggle against Satan, who is trying to corrupt us. Most Christians are aware of the warfare, but they are mistaken about where the warfare is occurring. I'm telling you, it's actually occurring in your mind. Satan has no power except deception. And so the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3 that, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh." And verse 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." So in the mind is where the battle is occurring. Satan is attacking your mind. He is just bringing his lies to confuse you. But once you are in depth in the truth of God, I tell you, no one can sway you. The weapons of the Christian's warfare that knock down the devil's strongholds are not carnal. That's what the Bible is saying. You know, to be carnal means being governed by human nature, by human philosophy, by the world system, as opposed to being governed by God's Spirit. Satan and his forces of darkness cannot oppose the power of God on which you rely. Rely on the truth of God. Word of God is so powerful, and Satan and his demons cannot come against the word of God, I tell you. It's only if you give him that power by believing in his lies that he can operate. The Bible makes it clear that the battle is in our minds, just as the serpent didn't come against Eve with brute force, but rather used words to deceive her. Likewise, he tries to corrupt us in the same way through thoughts that are contrary to the word of God. Satan's original tactic was deception, and that is still his method of operation today. I tell you, my friend, beware. So the Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians church, "I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ." You see? So we must constantly be on guard against the deceit of the devil. We must constantly be on guard against Satan's lies. Satan cannot force any one of us away from the truth. He has to deceive us, and he uses words to accomplish that. That's the key. We need to be aware of this and protect ourselves by diligently guarding our hearts against any words that oppose the truth of God's word. I'm telling you, we cannot do that if we are not thoroughly acquainted with God's truth. You see? So we need to dig deep into the Bible. We need to hold fast to the word of God. So we need to be grounded, I tell you, in the foundational principles of the gospel. We need to hold fast the word of God, and that's the key. The battle against the devil is waged in our thoughts. That's why God's word is so essential. Satan's only power is deception. He lies and represents himself as more powerful than he is. But truth is the antidote to deception, my friend. That is what you need. Apart from the power you give him through believing his lies, Satan cannot steal anything from you. Yes, we know he came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ came to give us life and give us more abundantly. I tell you, the truth of God's word is what you need. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you are a believer in Christ, hold fast of the word of God. Study the word of God and trust in God and his word. Seek him for wisdom and guidance, and protect yourself against the lies of Satan. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then this is not even applicable to you. The truth is that you need Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father apart from Him. And so the first step you got to take is to receive Him right now. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.